Was it the peck of interest or a peck of death? That's in today's...
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet, buddy. So give us a little rundown about how you guys met up and your date. We'll talk about how the date ended and everything. We'll see if we can figure out what the issue is.
Yeah, so I was set up on a date with the daughter of a friend of my parents.
Okay. Got it.
And, you know, she's a beautiful girl. She's got a great smile. We met up for some drinks, and we talked for a few hours. And, you know, I offered to give her an Uber ride home because we had had a few.
Yeah, smart play.
And, you know, I paid for the ride, and I wasn't necessarily expecting to be invited in, but I kind of felt like that's where it was going. And, you know, she just gave me a kiss on the cheek and jumped out of the car. And
okay.
I just haven't heard back from her. You know, I've called, I've texted a couple times, and then eventually I just gave up. So I'm just kind of curious as to what I did. You know, I thought things were going so well.
Wow.
So you're pretty sold on the fact that you did something, or maybe, or, I mean, could it just be that maybe she's having her own cold feet with dating or something like that? Oh, do you think maybe. It for sure was something you did?
I mean, you're certainly right. It could be something like that. It's,
okay.
You know, because she hasn't returned any of my calls or texts, it just feels like that. You know
right.
what I mean? It feels right. like I might have done something. But I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys. I just want to know what happened.
Interesting. So drinks, hanging out, got an Uber ride from you, kiss on the cheek, and jumped out of the car. Is she hiding something at her house she doesn't want you to know about? Like a significant other.
But,
or a child.
Well, I don't think he would know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just saying it out
right,
loud.
Right. Rhetorical question.
Rhetorical question.
Maybe. And you said she, so the way that you say that makes me think that she, you know, quote unquote, jumped out of the car. It makes me feel like you thought she got out of the car very quickly. Is that how it happened?
I wasn't necessarily expecting to get invited up, but the way that she just gave me a kiss on the cheek and jumped out of the car, it seemed really fast.
Like a kiss and then deuces. Like,
yeah, she bolted.
And she ran to the house.
Yeah, she bolted, exactly.
Honestly, though, she gave you a peck on the cheek. That's a decent sign. I mean, if she was really not about it, she wouldn't have even...
Right. They wouldn't even know
she
that.
Wouldn't have even given you a little smooch. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just had to go to the bathroom. But that wouldn't explain why she hasn't gotten back to you, though. So.
We'll
have to get to the bottom of it. We'll try to get around the horn.
Yeah, I think she's hiding something that's out of her place, and she just really didn't want to have you in. And then, or something happened on the date. She was embarrassed. We've had a lady leave before because she had to go to the bathroom, like dipped out on a date in a restaurant because... She had to
Yeah,
go.
That's what I was saying. Maybe like something was going on, but yeah. That doesn't explain her not calling him back.
Yeah, the aftermath, unless you're just embarrassed.
The thing that's really messing me up here is that she even took the time to give you a kiss on the cheek.
Right.
Because if it was something, yeah, I don't know. That's strange.
Okay.
Maybe she did something you haven't found out yet. Maybe she like put something in your phone or something like that.
Oh, like she's tracking
like a bug
or something?
Bugged your phone.
Oh my God!
To try to get out of there.
I don't think you have to worry about that, Gary.
Maybe she's a spy.
We will call Brianna for you, Gary. See if we can sort this out, and if she's willing to, we'd be willing to offer up a dinner for you guys to go out on us.
Awesome! Thanks so much.
Coming up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, do you like Coriel and? Wildly speculate.
I do it best.
What do you think went wrong with Gary and his date with Brianna?
Yes, on Facebook, KX969, X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram, KZKX969. What do you think?
Be a part of Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So just joining us, Gary was actually set up on a date with the daughter of a friend of his parents. Brianna's her name. He called Bri a beautiful woman, great smile, met up for drinks, talked for quite a few hours. He got them an Uber to get her home safely. He paid for the ride, wasn't expecting to be invited in, but was like, you know what? Things are going pretty well. I thought maybe she was going to invite me in.
Yeah.
I got the quick peck on the cheek. She jumped out of the car, and I haven't heard from her since.
Dang.
And he would like to know why. And so would we. So let's talk to Brianna.
Hello? Yeah, this is me.
Hi, it's JP Coriel, the Kix Morning Show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
We're good. We're calling on behalf of somebody who'd like to reconnect with you. And if you're willing to, we'd be more than willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out.
Oh, wow. That's
sound
really
good?
Nice. Yes. Who is it?
We're calling on behalf of Gary, who you went on a blind date with.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
So why aren't you texting or calling Gary back?
Okay. Listen, Gary is a really nice guy, but he talked nonstop about his ex.
Okay.
Nonstop. And it turns out that they weren't separated as long as he initially claimed, so it was still like 100% fresh, and it kind of felt like it was unfinished business.
Okay.
The amount that he was talking. Yeah, and as the night went on, obviously we were drinking, and he just kept talking about her. It was nonstop. He talked about how horrible she was and their arguments, their custody battle. Like, he went in on it.
Oh, my God.
This was our first date. Wow.
That's a lot on a first date.
Yeah. And yes, you said it felt like it was unfinished business.
Yes. Absolutely unfinished business. Like, it had to be still ongoing. I really do not want to be this guy's therapist.
No kidding.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I felt really bad to just, like, ditch him. So I just kind of kept drinking. And I mean, I was getting free drinks. I know that sounds bad, but, well, I kind of wanted to stay.
Yeah, why not?
I get that.
But he was really sweet for trying to, you know, get me home safe. But I don't know if I can date someone who is clearly dealing with his ex still.
Gotcha.
So you kind of give him a little smooch as like a, here, I'm going to, like, get kissing the boo-boo.
You're a sweet guy. Yeah.
Here,
yeah. I'll give you a little, give you a little smooch. You. Hope this helps a little bit, bud. Bye.
Felt bad. Yeah.
Well, Brianna,
oh, man.
Gary had us give you a call because of Date Him or Dump Him, and he's on the phone with us. Gary, the reason why is because of your constant going on about your ex and the situation you're currently in, just a little bit too much for Bree.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have talked so much about her. It was just on my mind, and she seemed interested, so it didn't cross my mind that that was the reason she's not calling, but I guess it makes sense.
So, Bree, you literally were just letting him release his frustration, whatever, and letting him talk and just sitting through it because you're getting free drinks and just trying to be nice.
Yeah, I thought, you know, like when somebody first like said something like that, you know, I was like, oh, okay, like that's totally fine. But when it was like the fifth, sixth time, I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
still
it's
talking about it.
Kind of you to realize or recognize that in someone who maybe just needs to vent, and you're like, oh, I'm actually not really here for any other purpose, and this is not going to go anywhere. But, you know, and you definitely didn't need to entertain that. You definitely did not need to sit through all that. But I think that is a very kind and good karma is going to come your way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe that's the thing, though. If you're going to meet someone newer with the intentions of maybe dating them or at least even, like, a romantic interest, I don't know. The age-old thing is you just don't talk about your ex very much.
Yeah, you just stay away from it unless...
I mean, to play it safe, maybe stay away from it entirely,
but
definitely unless, not as much as you talked about your ex.
Especially on the first couple dates there, Gary.
Yeah, it makes sense. I won't do that again.
All right, buddy. Well, hey,
Gary,
we wish you best. It sounds like you got a lot going on, and we do wish you the best and hope you get it sorted out with your ex and all that, and that hopefully you find somebody else that can help you take your mind off of that stuff.
Just
focus on them, focus on each other and the date moment, and not have to chit-chat about your ex would probably be a safe play.
Yeah, thanks for the advice, guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in on the show. Bree, thanks so much for taking our phone call, and have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
We got a message from a gal named Jackie who says, sounds like they're both just a couple of users. Gary was using Brianna for therapy, and Brianna was using Gary for free drinks.
Yeah. And sometimes, honestly, you have a mutual understanding. That's not that bad.
No, if you can agree upon that for the date, then so
not terrible.
If you need our help with any dating issues you have, feel free to reach out. Facebook, X, Instagram. Just title the message, date them, or dump them. We'll do the best to help you out, too.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.